What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
We're in Gulfport, Mississippi.
And so you are. Tom Joyner.
Hug it low down.
Sybil Wilkes.
Happy Monday, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
Happy Monday, Hug.
Well, if it isn't Bingo Long and the Traveling All-Stars back on the road again in Gulfport, Mississippi. Y'all supposed to say something right there. I don't know.
Yes, we are.
Okay, that Jay-Z 94.5 20th anniversary comedy show last night with me and Chris Paul was off the hush puppy, if I do say so myself. These people here, Tom, are so hospitable. We ate so much food yesterday. You would think it was Thanksgiving. Char-grilled oysters. Hush puppies, gumbo, po' boys, oh my! I'm getting the itis thinking about it. And speaking of po' boys, but what happened to your boys yesterday?
Hey.
I mean, Green Bay beat them 55-14. 55 points, damn! Tom the Pocket scored enough points to put on a speed limit sign. Chicago need to spell bear the same way bear aspirin does after that headache. Well, the good news, you have the Bulls. The bad news, Doug Rose is out with two sprains.
Oh, honey.
The good news, the Oakland Raiders are no longer 0-8.
No.
The bad news, they're 0-9. The Broncos beat the Raiders 41-17. Who knew? Denver knew, that's who. They have Peyton Manning on their side. The good news, the Los Angeles Lakers have finally won a game, y'all. The bad news, you can watch the rest of their seasons on Netflix. And I hate to spoil it for y'all, but Magic Johnson come back in the finale. Hey, the good news, Charles Barkley can eat again after fasting until the Lakers win. The bad news, one of the Lakers tweeted, Charles Barkley, your fat ass can eat now. Good news, a sandwich shop named a BLT after Tom Joyner. Bad news, BLT stands for Bad Luck Tom. Good news, Washington didn't lose this week, y'all. And Dallas didn't lose either. Bad news, we didn't lose because we had a bye week. Good news, Bernard Hopkins learned a second language this weekend.
Second language.
Bad news, his teacher was a Russian boxer who was hitting Bernard with Rosetta Stones for 12 rounds. Tom, I think it might be time. Bernard is 49. He's a birthday away from an AARP card. I mean, he got 1 year to call himself the executioner. You can't be a 50-year-old executioner, Sybil. You know what I mean? He can't use equalizer. That's taken.
Okay.
How about Bernard, the funeral home director, Hopkins? I mean, he can be carried to the ring in the casket with Bobby Smurda singing, just caught a body about a week ago. Good news, North Korea released Kenneth Bay. Bad news, Dennis Rodman said it was because of him. The Worm said he wrote a letter to Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
And if this is true, I'm sure the Worm is going to be running it in the ground, no pun intended.
Yeah.
Did y'all hear about Andy Dick being arrested?
Yeah.
For stealing the necklace, y'all. Where'd Dick do that at, Sybil? Good news, he's not on a show where he can get fired. Bad news, if he don't post bail, he's going to be in jail running from his last name.